Let's get this. Let's
top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Let's get it. Let's get it. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Honest to God podcast, episode 60. Yes, sir. Episode 60, man. That's a tough one. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know how to make that into Kobe. Like,
I was thinking.
I mean, we could do 6 times 2 is 12. Times 2 is 24.
Easy money.
Off the rip, because I don't know no O lineman or nothing like that with number 60.
What about? I just looked it up. Was it Chuck Bednarik or whatever?
Who is he?
Oh, I know you're talking about. It's an award named after Cuz. Right,
he played tackle, right?
Chuck
Bednarik Award.
Yeah,
did he play for the Eagles.
I think he played for the Browns or something.
He ain't played for the Browns, bro.
I think he did, bro. Y'all can keep talking. I'll get
Kobe
to
episode.
Chuck Bednarik, Hall of Famer. I played for the Eagles.
Oh, it was Eagle? My bad, bro. Yeah. Yo, this cat nickname was Concrete Charlie, bro. That's trash.
Oh my God.
Concrete Charlie.
That's kind of hard, though, actually. Back in the day, bro, if you was going by
concrete. Yeah, back in the day, that was tough. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to get hit by Concrete
Captain
Charlie,
concrete.
Bro. He was laying the pavement on cat. No smoke with Concrete Charlie. That's like Charlie sound like a soft name, but
you concrete, put concrete
hard.
It's like, dang, they got concrete over there, bro. Don't go over the middle, bro. Concrete gonna lay you out.
Yeah, bro.
That's like one of them childhood nicknames, bro. Like,
yeah, bro.
Concrete Charlie.
Like Bump or something. Like Boom Boom. Like, you don't want to get hit by Boom Boom. You be laying that wood.
Hey, shout out Ben Davis, man. Shout out Ben Davis.
Oh, Ben Davis was Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Shout out to Boom Boom.
And Bump was Fitz. If you know Fitz from Bump.
Yeah.
Fitz was a monster, bro. That cat was different.
Hayes was trash, but Fitz was cold.
Hey, them East cats talk like they beat
was
us,
Hayes,
bro.
Though.
He was Hayes, bro.
No, y'all not going to do that. Y'all not going to do that, man. We had Jeffrey Purdy. We had Joshua
Purdy. Mount was blocking for him.
Oh, yeah,
I was blocking.
Yeah.
We had Lamar McQueen. We had a squad.
Nah, you're right. Them cats was all nice, bro. Them cats was all nice.
And we had Zeus. If y'all know from Hayes, y'all know who Zeus is.
Yeah.
Anthony Wilkins.
Coldest D. Lerman on the field.
I don't want to ever get hit by a cat named Zeus, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even want to come across him on the field.
Yeah, Zeus was cold, man.
Episode, man, we 60 in, bro, man.
What y'all thought we was going, man?
They thought they could cancel us.
They thought they was going to cancel us?
I thought we was going to be done after 10, after 15, 20.
After 20?
Man, we 60 in, bro.
We in here.
You already know what it is.
Let's not speak too soon. We got to get through this.
Yeah, I think we safe right now. If they ain't cancel us yet, I think we safe.
Yeah, we good.
How y'all feeling, though, man? Hey, man, before we start, man, let's tell them where to follow us right now, bro.
Where to follow us, man.
Dennis,
them,
man.
Hey, man, y'all can catch us on Twitter. Y'all can catch us on Facebook, Instagram. Honest the number 2 God Pod.
Swag.
You know what I'm saying? You can come catch us there. If you want to listen to us, you can catch us on Apple Pod. You can catch us Google Pod, Spotify. Where else we at? We ain't on SoundCloud, right?
Nah, we are on TikTok, though. We on TikTok now, though.
We on
TikTok
now.
TikTok.
Honest the number 2 God Pod, man. We appreciate the listeners, old, new, and the ones on the way.
Yeah.
Sir.
Peace, baby.
Yes, sir.
How y'all feeling, man? Y'all good? Everybody good today? How was y'all week, man? Everybody had a good week. I had a pretty good week, man.
Yeah,
it's getting cold down here, finally. Seemed like the
fall
weather finally
hit. You tired of sweating every day?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready for fall, bro. Like, when it's like 90 degrees in like October, I'm like, come on, bro. Fall needs to be. It's time.
Bro, you've been on there how many years?
Two years.
2 years, yeah. That ain't enough time to get used to that,
nah.
But I'm moving back in the dead of the winter, bro. I'm moving back to Ohio in the dead of the winter. It's about to be -5. We're going to be moving couches.
And you're moving to the snow belt, right? You going snow belt.
Akron, bro. Yeah.
Oh, Akron, yeah. Yeah, it's about, nah, that ain't too bad. If you would have said Cleveland.
That's all bad.
He going to come to 2 feet.
I don't want to be nowhere near a lake, bro. Right. I don't want to be nowhere near a lake in the Midwest in the wintertime. Yeah, man, we in here, man. What was I about to say, bro? I was about to say something.
Hey, man, we got to shout out our boy Carlin, man, sacrificing, man. Trying. He tried last week, man.
He tried, man.
He definitely tried, bro. He did his
best, man.
They ain't want to let my boy live, man.
Yeah, man.
Bro, because... Let me tell you, I was going to go in. I don't know what I was going to go in about, but I was going to go in.
You was ready. I could tell you. Like, you was trying, bro. Like,
I was like...
And you was listening hard? Like, you was listening hard? You was
he was. Yeah, he had his counselor ears. You know them counselors listen. They listening to every single word.
Yo, as soon as he got the honesty award, he said, man, I'm going to ride for my kids, and it was over.
Ride for the kids. You already
I'm
know.
I'm ride for the kids, and it was done.
You gonna have to give out the you gonna have to give out the libs blindly today, bro. Cause you don't even know what. Oh, you listen to it though.
Blind
you,
faith. You listen to that's it, what it's about.
Blind faith, bro. That's a that's what it's about. Who we gonna libs to, bro? Who we giving?
Who
giving
libs to?
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta give him blind.
Give him blind. Bro. Give him blind.
I don't know, Caleb. I feel like I got to give you the libs back.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
How are you?
Say less, bro. Say less.
If I'm gonna give him up, I gotta give what I give. Give it with the give and go.
Pick the roll. Hey, Dennis. You know, right?
Do a blind give. Keep it in the family, bro. Keep it in the family.
Yes, sir.
Man. I could, bro, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I got nothing to talk about today, bro. Like, I mean, I know some stuff happened, but I've been low key out the loop. But man,
you know the way I'm coming every week, every week.
It's gonna be off script. It's gonna be we going right off the dome today.
Hey, super these be the best drinks, bro. So let's get ones. It.
Hey, dude, bro. Y'all got anybody got honesty awards? Before I hit the drop.
It ain't an honesty award, but it is more of a reminder. I got something, though.
Let's get it.
What, you reminding people about Halloween tomorrow?
No, we got to vote, man. Yeah, you got to get out there and vote. When it dropped, and the next day, you got to get out there and vote.
Yeah. Definitely get out and vote. Definitely get out and vote.
Hey, man, I got a crazy story.
Is it an honesty award, or is it just a story?
It's kind of an honesty award.
All right, man. I just want to play this.
You be wrecking the game. You out in the mud. You know what I'm saying? You brave. And I respect that, man. Keep winning.
What's up, 6-0? Shooting bullets right through your ego.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, so not good.
Right. Your ego. All right.
I was like, I got nothing for 6-0.
I know. I couldn't get you right.
Let's hear the story, bro. Let's hear the story.
So, I ain't going to use no names but to protect the people involved in the story. But essentially, a dad went to protect his son because he got news that, like, a neighbor was messing with him. And dad found out. He came and confronted the neighbor and ended up, like, killing the neighbor, like getting into an altercation, killing the neighbor, and like it's like so that family was like in shambles because he was just trying to protect his kids, and I'm trying not to say too much, but I'm not giving names. So, but so he went to jail. Like when the cop showed up, he was like, "Yeah, it's me you looking for," and just turned himself in. And then he went to jail, and he went to trial, and they found him not guilty because of like self defense. So now he ain't got a felony, he ain't got nothing, and he's able to be back in his kid's life. And I think that's crazy. Whoa. Because you know you lose your dad for trying to protect you. Like, how much guilt would you feel? Right. But being able to like get him back, and like the system working in a way that it should to help, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's you don't gotta say no names, but is this a black guy or a white guy?
It's a black guy.
Okay.
Wow.
That's great.
That's even wilder, though. That's even wilder.
That's what I'm saying, man. Ooh. It's like,
man, y'all.
Yeah, it's just
when you have a kid, and it's like see. When you tell people like you'll kill for your kid, like that's real, bro. Like
that's what it is.
Somebody like. Yeah, bro. It's gonna be a slow day for somebody if I find out they doing something to my kid. Like, yeah.
My guy is employable now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Carlin. Yeah.
He's employable. You can't put nothing on his record. He ain't got nothing on his record.
Bro, he can say he like, legally killed a man, bro. That's,
like, that's kind of.
That,
for your kids. For your kids.
That's street cred, bro. Like, I killed a man legally. Like.
Right.
Yeah, that's nice, right. Bro.
I got off. Whoever he is, I got off with it too.
Shout out to him.
I think it helps that like he was just like, yeah, it's me, it's me. Like I pulled the trigger.
Yeah, because you know what do you do like, at that? What do you do at that point? Like
that's just an out of character moment. But it's like, yeah, it's wrong, but. Man, he found not guilty. When I heard it, because I knew the story, but when I heard it.
You know this person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But do I know him?
Nah. <All right. laughs> When I heard.
I'm like, bro, hit me up and let me know who that is after this.
When I heard, like, the verdict, I was like, what? Like, I did not see that coming.
Right.
I did not see things going that way.
It's and it's not to like. See when I get it right.
And it's not like there like is a team of lawyers. Not like it's OJ out there, you know,
yeah,
who
right,
can
right.
afford that. Right. It's just like a regular dude.
Right. Yeah, bro. It's good to see when they get it right.
Man, like, I ain't no pops yet, but I already know it's slow for the first person. It's bad. It's bad news. Like. Bad news, and hopefully they let me off too. You feel me?
Self defense.
But that's like, but we talk about the family all the time and males being involved in the family, and this is the first time I've ever heard of like something going this way. Well,
yeah,
this close at least, where like somebody did something to protect their family instead of them being punished for it. They're actually allowed to live their life. You know what I mean?
Keep going.
A black family. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's encouraging to see. I mean, it's not encouraging me to do nothing crazy or be wild, but like, I'm just like, man, I am allowed to fight for my family.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, bro. Was this out in where you live in that state?
In my state?
Because not all states you getting this off, though.
Yeah, not all states created equal.
It's close to where I live.
All right, so I feel good. I feel good for you, bro.
I like your chances, Carlin.
Never led that way. I like your chances, bro.
That's crazy, though, man.
Wow, that's a wild story, though, bro. It's just good to know. It's just good to know that there are some justice systems that actually are for the people.
Right.
And it don't really matter your skin tone.
No, the kid being able to hug their dad and being like, man. Wow, you did this for me.
Right.
I know that you're here to protect me.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro, but could you imagine what that did for that kid and how that kid looks at their parent and then what that kid is going to be for their kids.
Yeah, because they know that.
Like the trickle-down effect, just from that one incident, it's going to change, it could change a lineage as to the way that they care for the ones coming behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it also it's also good for the justice system to show that right is right and wrong is wrong, depending on what the situation is. There is hope for people that did the right thing to still have a life back, man. I don't want to see nobody die, but I think this is dope, though.
Back to my original point. Stop messing with these kids.
Yeah, leave kids alone, bro.
Like, stop messing with these kids.
Flat out.
Because you never know, like, what kind of part, like, who you, what kid you messing with. You know what I'm saying?
Parents,
like, somebody's mindset is. Yeah, I agree. But prayers for the other family, too.
Yeah, man, they lost a loved one.
They lost a loved one. But like Carlin said, leave these kids alone, man.
Leave these kids alone.
Just like anything in life, though, man, there's a consequence, man.
Right, it's a consequence, bro.
It's a consequence for some of this stuff. And it might not be, it ain't always a natural consequence that's going to come from the justice system, but... Man, it's a consequence, bro. People not playing with some stuff.
Yeah, because you may think, like, this is somebody, somebody told me when I was younger, like, you may think you don't play, but it's always somebody who don't play more than you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you may think you're the toughest cat out here, but it's somebody out there tougher than you, so.
Right. Hey, man, you gotta put the round of applause up for that, though.
Yeah,
man.
I did already, but we'll do another one.
Do it one more time. One more time.
Shout out to men and shout out to men who take care of their kids, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like that goes unappreciated a lot.
Right, because men, we be getting bashed all the time.
Bro, we get bashed.
It'd be like Father's Day service. They be like, you need to step. I'm like, yo, I am stepped up already, bro. I'm already we already here, bro.
Right. Get man up. Like, gosh, man, I'm trying my best. Goodness,
right, yo,
dude.
I just help my kids with the multiplication table.
That's facts, though. Even men who are in their kids' lives, like, we automatically get thrown in the bus, like, thrown in a position, like, oh, the mom does everything, like, the dad is just there. It's like, that ain't true. Especially, like, it might be true for some people, but... And my wife will be the first one to tell you, like, that ain't true for us.
Right.
Like, when she's in school, when she's at work, like, I got my son. Like, I'm on daddy duty.
Yeah, bro, that wasn't true for us either, bro. When I was younger, bro, my dad was a stay-at-home dad for a little bit. Like, he took care of me and my sister for a little bit while my mom went to work,
right? Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I wonder where that comes from, though. Like, that mindset. It must come from, like, the older generation where, like, the men would just work all the time and the women just take care of the kids.
I think it had to be, like, my grandfather's generation.
Yeah, like, and all
before that. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because my grandpa ain't too far from touching slavery times.
Yeah.
So, from him and all the way before that, I think that's where that comes from.
Right.
That's kind of crazy.
I mean, we can get deep, but I ain't going to get deep.
Yeah.
Get deep, bro.
Because, you know, like, during slavery times, like, how they would keep people, like, as servants, they would just split the family up. So they would take the dad away from the family. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it came from. And then it trickled down, people still with the same mindset. But it's like, it's three fathers on this podcast, and I can guarantee all three of us are in our kids' life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's not like that anymore. And most of the time, it was forced on people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they didn't want to be in their kid's life. They just
got...
And then when you come from situations that stem from that...
Right.
That's not an easy cycle to break.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
It's like that picture Carlin sent. It's like... The mindset of everybody else is kind of like somebody gotta break it. And I think our generation is doing a good job at breaking that. And speaking out against, like, yo, that's not true.
Yeah,
you know,
bro,
like,
me
my
too.
Wife can sleep. She can go take a nap. I don't, you know, I'm cool with my boys. Like, we good over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Bro. I really, like, that kind of irritates me when people do that.
Right.
Especially people, I don't know, bro. I don't want to go on a tangent.
Yeah.
I've been in rooms where it's like, Pete, like, women are like, you know, the husband is just, he's like another child. Like, the wife takes care of him.
Yeah.
he don't take care of his, I'm like, who are you talking about, though? Like, how do you know this? Like, because that ain't the case with me. Like,
right.
I pack my own lunch in the morning. I dress myself. I dress my son. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
don't know. We just get a bad rep sometimes, but.
Shout out to all the great fathers.
Shout out to the Dookie ones, too, man.
Never too late.
Never too late.
Yo, Dennis, we can't say Dookie on the pod no more. Rachel said we say Dookie too much, bro.
Man, I had to say Dookie father. Like, I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry.
It's never too late to stop being a Dookie father.
It's never too late to be Dookie father, bro.
But yeah, man. That's shout out to the fathers. Hey,
I'm trying to think about the honesty award.
I don't got no honesty award today. I thought I could think of off the top, off the tizzy.
I mean, we could go honesty award for that video I was sent last night.
Oh, yeah. Let's go honesty award for that, man. Explain it first.
The GOAT.
I'm going to let y'all explain it because I was watching it. Like, y'all sent me the link while I was half asleep.
I watched the whole thing, but yeah. Let me just play a little bit of it, bro. I feel like we could just play it. This is Dave Chappelle.
About to get it. Yeah, Dave Chappelle responding to some of the stuff that was. That was said.
That's a good part right here.
To the transgender community, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I am not bending
Let's go, Dave.
Let's go, Dave.
And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions.
His conditions,
Cass. Yeah. I ain't gonna play that part.
Yeah.
They should tell for president, man. They should tell
for real.
Hey.
2024.
Wherever you at. Wherever you at, write Dave in right now.
Dave Chappelle, right now.
Tuesday, wherever state you in, write Dave in. For mayor, whatever you got, whatever they're running for, write Dave in tonight.
Dave Chappelle's the man, bro. He's the man. I don't care what nobody say.
He is, man. I just think it's so. I guess my honesty award will go to Netflix, man, for just standing with him because. Yeah. I feel like everything is just always blown out of proportion when it comes to certain communities, and a lot of it is—it's just blown up from media, up from media. I don't think nothing Dave Chappelle said, and one of his things that he said, y'all need to go watch my special. Like, if people watch the special from start to begin, from the start to the end, then you would know exactly what page you're on, and you can't man.
You gotta take it in context, bro. And like he said, like he even said, like all of the LGBTQ community people that he knows been mad cool to him and showing him nothing but love. Yeah, so like all they trying to make it seem like there's division. It's like,
he's like, fam, where's the division at?
Yeah, he's like, that doesn't like, you know, it might be on Twitter, but it's not in real life. Like people are supporting me, and I like the fact that he's like, how about we just talk, like. You know what I mean? I'll talk to y'all. How about that? Like, you never hear people say that anymore. Like, cancel him. F him. F that. Da, da, da. It's like, all right, how about we just talk? Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That's how people are. That's how nations are, like, created better.
Yeah.
You sit down and talk. I'm like, all right,
bro,
we still disagree.
Communication is everything, bro.
Right.
Everything.
Especially today, bro, communication is everything, man. Like, it really is, like, so much stuff can get blown out of proportion based on texting, posting posts.
Yeah.
Like you don't get the context of it unless you have the physical conversation, bro.
Yeah.
And I just think that a lot of that stuff, like when it comes to what Dave Chappelle, people going at Dave Chappelle, it's just people not having their own opinions or even doing their research, but going off of what the next man say, me too.
Right.
That's me what too it then. Is, bro.
Exactly yeah, the Me Too is. Movement is bigger than what it actually
or just
is.
taking one clip that you might have saw on like TikTok or something and making a judgment off of that. Like you can't do that,
right.
It's like when people do that, like even with like the Bible and stuff. Like you have to read the Bible in full context. If you take one verse and it says like and he murdered him or something like that, you'd be like, the Bible condones murder. Like, no, it don't. Read the whole passage.
Right.
I feel like that's what they're doing with Dave. Like, he called the trans person this. It's like, fam.
You know, he also said this about black people. He also said this about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said a lot about everybody.
One person complaining.
Are they
how are they killing Dave Chappelle, but the baby is back at Rolling Loud? Making people go crazy, bro. Like,
bro, it's all money.
Cause Dave Chappelle got it. Cause Dave Chappelle got him on, bro. I told y'all two podcasts about.
They
bro.
Playing
said,
dodgeball.
When
bro.
One dude is getting canceled, the other dude is back, bro. Like,
they in a tag team match, bro. They in a tag team match. He tagged the baby in.
You know what I'm saying, like, bro? Right, one dude get canceled, the last dude is back, like.
That's right. I just he did call.
We try to cancel a comedian though. Like he's a comedian.
I was thinking like, that. Like if we cancel Dave Chappelle, comedy is over, bro. It's over for comedians.
Well, like
and
funny
I don't,
comedians.
Exactly. Funny. It ain't gonna be funny no more. Like, if you can't offend nobody, man, might as well forget it.
I think Dave Chappelle the GOAT because he stand on whatever he say.
He ain't apologized, bro.
Like Kevin Hart says some stuff. He says some stuff, but he backtracking it. As soon as he get backlash, he's taking it back. Like,
he is, bro. And he making public statements. Like, I'm so sorry for what I said on Twitter 15 years ago. Like, damn,
bro.
Dave Chappelle be like,
you're a comedian, bro. Like, good.
That's why I rock with Dave, bro. He don't care. He definitely stand by what he say. He doubled down on it, if anything. Like, he'll be like, I'll say it again. Like,
I'm not changing my stance. It's because his stance was, I'm not going to make jokes about you, and then you complain about the jokes that I made about you. I said I wasn't going to do this anymore. So it's nothing it's nothing to complain about.
Stupid, bro. I'm over that stuff. Speaking of that, Carlin.
Oh yeah.
Is that school? So was that school? That wasn't a school y'all played, right?
That was a school we played.
Y'all peeped the Segway listeners.
Was it that game that happened?
Nah, it wasn't that game, but it was before that. So to inform the listeners on what happened.
All right. So, go ahead, bro. You got it. Yeah. It's your story.
So for the first time ever, history has been made, in at Columbia Rock Ridge High School. It's on Twitter, so I'm not holding back anything. I forget what I think his name's Zach. It's also on
sounds
Twitter.
Sounds about right. That sounds about right.
One homecoming queen.
He looked like a Zach.
This high school. One homecoming queen.
So a man, is he gay or is he trans? Let's get that right at least. That we do not know.
He's gay.
So he's not transgender.
Or they are gay.
All right, so I'm already confused, bro, because. If he's not claiming that he's a woman.
No, he's not. He's not claiming to be a woman.
So he's just claiming he's a man, but he's just a gay man. But he won homecoming queen.
Yeah, one homecoming queen. Wore a dress.
Wait, hold on. That's nuts, bro. That's nuts. What's happening? That's nuts.
I thought it was going to say
he's got nuts.
You know.
It's nuts because he got nuts.
Hey, listeners, I tried to keep it moving.
You tried, but I'm staying neutral.
Someone was gonna say it.
Yeah, bro. But there was no
surgery, so it's a factual statement.
So the homecoming queen has nuts.
Straight up and down.
Straight up. Right. That was the Travis guy. Straight up.
Yes, how we feel about this, man? What's y'all thoughts on that?
Bro, I'd be pissed if I was a high school girl.
I think that's terrible.
Yeah, if you a girl too, and then a dude, be like, you a girl. Because
I'm imagining the flip side, bro. I'm imagining I'm in the running for homecoming king, and I lose to a manly chick. Like, I'm going to be here.
All right, so I'll be honest. So I was in the run for prom king, and then the girl that I took to prom was in the running for prom queen. And we both lost to a gay guy and a gay girl. But it wasn't that the guy won queen and the girl won king. This situation is nuts.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. That's totally if a gay guy
but this
wins
situation,
homecoming
though,
king,
this situation is wild, though. Like,
yeah, I don't get it, bro. I don't even, like, what is there to even say about that? Yeah,
listen, guys, it's because they're terrible at football and they got beat 48-0 to us, so it's like you gotta have something to put out there.
Oh, look over here. Lord, we're getting crushed up. Y'all got you.
We lost 48-0. But in other news,
but a few weeks ago in homecoming.
I think that's pretty bad though.
Bro, but I'm just like, we're not catering to, like,
parents couldn't have been.
We're catering
okay
to
with
them
that,
too
though.
Much. We're catering to that community and putting our other kids at risk for the minority. And I know how it sounds. It sounds bad.
And that's not hateful to say that. That's the thing. There's nothing hateful about saying, like, yo, we can't just cater to everybody in this community's feelings and just act like we don't believe or stand by what we stand by. Like, we're allowed to have our opinion.
Because a girl can't be heartbroken for losing. A girl can't be heartbroken for losing because it's like, well, it was to this gay guy. Are you really going against them?
Right,
it's like, and then you make them feel uncomfortable because you want them to feel comfortable. It's like, no one is going to be comfortable. There's always going to be uncomfortability.
Why couldn't they just
and
make
they're
him
picking
homecoming
and choosing
king?
Who's
if they
be
wanted him to win, why couldn't he just be
homecoming
king?
Right?
Because, yes, queen.
Well, he's a guy, and he don't even claim to be trans.
Queen.
Like, I guess that's my issue. Like, even politically, he's not claiming to be a woman. Like, if you want to be politically correct, like, all right, if it's a guy that thinks he's a woman, like, that might, I still wouldn't agree with it.
This one literally got me scratching my head.
Yeah, my brain hurt trying to think about it.
This is crazy.
Yeah, bro, I don't know what to
say. I just don't like, what I don't like is now, all right, so let's just say there's a girl, now she's fighting against men and women for position. Now, we only talking about a homecoming king, queen, but imagine the next, like, in life, like, now you're fighting against so much different, you're fighting against a lot of different stuff now, man, and I think it's a bad look. I think that's a bad look, man, because it's a bad look. Bad look.
Like, even, like, I don't know, bro.
I don't even know what else to say. Never go Eric Benet. You know?
Never. That's it, bro. Leave it at that.
That's it.
I don't even know what else to say. Never go Eric Benet. That's
flat out.
And it's like, nobody is like, it's like, okay, it's he won Homecoming Queen. Cool. What about the other girls?
They was girl, about, like, what girl, about, yeah, like,
what about the people who, like, suffer for it, like, physically, like, go through periods and
that's what I'm saying, and, like,
right. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, that's just like the Bruce Jenner thing, Woman of the Year. Like, what about all the millions of women before him? Like, there's really women.
What are we really doing?
I don't know what we're doing anymore, though.
I don't know.
I was trying to find that.
I don't know what we're doing anymore, bro.
That's what I was thinking about too. The Caitlyn Jenner thing, because I forget what it was, but there was some women in the running for that award that had done some really, really, like, incredible stuff, bro. I forget who it was. I want to say there was, like, a girl who, like, was in the military or something, and God, I forget what happened. Like, she lost. I don't know. There was some like crazy stories.
I know who you're talking about.
They're giving Woman of the Year to her. Like, that's
because Caitlyn Jenner became a woman. So you automatically become Woman of the Year.
Like, that's kind of nuts, bro. That's kind of nuts,
man.
Yeah, bro. We don't gotta prolong it.
I think it's nuts, though. That's nuts.
And we love everybody. It ain't no hate, but we gotta stand by what we stand by. Like,
yeah,
society has to, there has to be a line drawn at some point, or it's just gonna be like, there is gonna be no lines. Like, it's gonna be straight out of control.
And I would also be open to conversations. I'm open to conversations all the time.
I would love to have the conversation to understand what's happening in the world today.
But let me ask y'all this.
I don't understand none of this.
If a... Oh, maybe I shouldn't even go there. Never mind.
Bro. No. I mean, if it's...
All right, so cool, we're there.
We're there.
So if...
We're there.
If a white person won, like, an award specifically for black people, because this white person, like, acts black or, like, hangs around with black people.
I think we've seen that before, though. What weren't that one...
Rachel Dolezal.
She was getting NAACP awards and stuff.
Yes, she was in the NAACP. Yeah,
but she was pretending to be black, though, right?
She was pretending to be black.
But,
I'm just saying, like, people might have... That was kind of on her because she fooled people into thinking she was black. But if we know this person's not black, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know this guy is not a girl. He's a man. Like, we all know that. If a white person gets an award like that, and NAACP or whatever, and, like, we know they're white. Like, if I was to get an award, people would be upraised about that. You know what I mean? Rightfully so. Just like when they found out about what's her name, like, people were outraged. Like, so how is that not the same thing? Like,
it is the same thing. Bro.
It's the same thing, but the time.
But it's the time. Yeah.
Everybody kind of just going with what. Everybody else think like y'all keep saying it, like,
eggshells.
Yeah, you afraid to say what you think or even ask a question. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we get to that, that's dangerous. Like, I can't ask you a question without you getting mad. Like,
and bro, you know how people say, man, there's nothing new under the sun, bro. Some of this stuff is super new, bro.
Yeah,
it's some stuff that is definitely new under the sun, bro.
In 2021, bro, that phrase is null and void, bro.
Yeah,
that phrase,
bro, we seeing
true.
It all, bro.
We seeing everything,
all,
dog. That's crazy, bro. Crazy.
Hey man, did the Democrats ever meet with Ice Cube like they said they was gonna
do? Yeah, man. Well, did they though?
You know what I'm
saying? Cube was on to something there.
Because you know they were saying something. We're gonna put it off until after, and everybody, oh, give him a chance. I mean, we gave you a chance. What's going on? That's what was
going
through my head.
That's a great point. That's a great point, Malk. Because I feel like people will say whatever they need to say on a campaign trail.
Right.
Because it's nothing. Campaigning is nothing but a used car salesman going from state to state saying, mm-hmm. buy this car.
Right.
And you don't know what's in that car. It's like, no, trust me. It'll work fine. Right. And then you end up getting the lemon.
Right.
For 4 years.
Because look, at least
a lemon you can't trade in.
Like, everybody was mad at Trump, but at least, you know, he sat down. He was willing to sit down and listen. Like,
yeah.
I've been doing some research. It's kind of like, you know, I ain't seen meat with Q.
I was about to ask y'all something, too. I want to ask y'all this, though. Man, we 10 full months in, bro. How y'all feel about the presidency, bro, where we at? We 10 months in. We ain't got to go too political, but we 10 months in.
Oh, brother, bro. This guy stinks.
Bro, listen, I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. Like, this, literally, I literally... It's costing me double to fill up my tank.
Boy, he said it's going to be up to, what do you say, early 2022 is going to be like this. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't, like, all the stuff that everybody thought was going to happen, I feel like has not even come close to happening yet.
I didn't think
so
it was
weird,
bro. I mean,
even with COVID, like, Biden, I even thought when Biden got in office, like, he was about to shut everything back down.
Yeah.
Bro, everything is open more than ever, and it's spreading and COVID is spreading more than ever, and everything
worse,
is wide open.
Worse, with the vaccine, cats is getting tucked.
Right, so I'm like, what happened to that? Like, I don't know, bro.
It's all,
I don't pay attention to politics like that after the election. It's like, yeah, I do be seeing a bunch of clips of Joe Biden sounding kind of nuts.
But he was doing his campaign.
But he was sounding nuts during
the campaign. Yeah, during
the campaign.
Bro. They just hit it. They did a good job of hiding it, bro.
They got clips of this man talking for like 2 minutes, not saying a single thing, but just talking like, yeah, and then I went back there and... Why would they do that if it never came to pass? And the vaccine is... How do you feel about it? I'm like...
Bro, we asking you how you feel about it. asking the country how they feel about it.
How you
feel
about it?
Guys,
you're
I cannot support elder abuse on this podcast.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hey, I just like to ask, bro.
My guy is 90 years old.
I be doing research. And
bro,
like,
I knew... Man, bro, when the light's hitting, he started...
It was curtain.
I'm like, they trying to sit him down early. They trying to get him out of there early. Lights, camera, action gonna make it slow for him though. Like, he falling up the jet steps and all that.
Oh my god.
No, but shout out to President Biden.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
got a whole highway out here in Scranton, man. They changed it. It's called President Biden Expressway.
Oh, for real?
Because that's where
he's
from.
Oh, yeah, he's from there, yeah. From him and Michael Scott from there.
I didn't even know he was from there. That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Shout out to Biden, man.
Politics is nuts.
Hey, what y'all think about Fetty Wap getting arrested at Rolling Loud for drug trafficking?
It's tough out here for musicians, bro.
He's facing life, bro. He's facing life.
Life for drugs.
If it's fentanyl,
they saying he was like trafficking like some major drugs. Like he was caught up in some like serious like drug trafficking scandal. Like he was out here moving weight.
Hey, listen, man.
PSA
to all my up and coming rappers. Go get you a job, man. Go get you a job, bro. Like,
man, listen, bro. Let's be real, bro.
If you ain't the Drakes and the Kanyes and the Jay-Z's.
Fetty Wap got money, bro. Why is Fetty Wap trafficking drugs, bro? Somebody
explain
this to me.
How you know Fetty Wap got money?
Allegedly.
How you know Fetty Wap got money?
He had the biggest song in the world like 2 years ago.
Meek Mill looking for some lawyers because he talking about he ain't getting paid from his music at all.
Yeah, they probably
these labels are definitely doing people bad.
And you do gotta remember, Caleb, we in a pandemic, bro, for 2 years. Fetty Wap might be down bad. This was his turn up. He said, hey, man, Rolling Loud tour, I'm on the tour. It's mad drug addicts.
Allegedly. Let me throw. I got it. I'm holding back. My voice down. We allegedly.
Like, I'm back.
Allegedly.
I did not expect this guy to say that. I ain't going to lie. He said, it's mad drug addicts.
I'm back. That's what he said. That's what he said to himself. I'm back.
Yo,
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Dennis Wilding a bit.
Nah,
and all sure, artists bro, out there. Stop nah, selling crazy. Drugs, man. And if you are selling drugs, don't go to Rolling Loud as a headliner. Like, just, like that don't even make sense, bro. If you under a federal investigation, don't go to the biggest music. The biggest music festival in the world, bro. Like,
hey, y'all think they be setting these? Eye. Y'all think they be setting these rappers up, bro?
So, yeah, I think some.
I feel that. Like facts, they, that's they what I'm saying. It, it's yeah. Like I'm talking about the law officials, you know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like they always picking somebody up at Rolling Loud or at one of these bro, concerts, you know what I'm saying?
It's facts that they looking out. That's
like,
what
who
I'm
they
saying.
Got Casanova?
Go there,
they got, like, bro. All these cats, like, you know, they let
Wayne
them get to
got hit a couple times. Wayne yeah. Keep getting out, though.
They keep letting
his money.
Get to
he
a
the
point.
One making money, though. Wayne yeah. Got money, so he out. He good.
Out, he out.
But Fetty Wap, it might be slow for life.
Yeah, y'all gotta be careful, rappers, bro.
If y'all moving weight, rappers,
don't go to
the biggest music festivals in the world while y'all selling drugs. Like, don't do it. They waiting for y'all. I could
yo,
promise
y'all could
you they
talk
looking.
About other stuff in y'all songs, rappers. Y'all don't gotta talk about what y'all, cause that's all they doing. They letting you talk in your songs. They gonna build a case. You get on your IG live. They gonna
run a whole
record
album.
You. They doing a whole
they
album.
They gonna run a whole album in the courtroom. They gonna play your whole album.
And track two, the second verse. He said he sold this over there by the get go.
Y'all ever see that like, Key and Peele skit where he?
Oh yeah.
He getting interrogated and he like, I ain't do nothing. He like, you literally said in your song, I shot the man. You told us the
oh, yeah,
time and the name. And he played the song like. I killed Michael Williams 3:01 a.m. He like, that ain't me. He like, that in the song he played, this is me.
That's silly.
Yeah, hey, just, man, listen, real rap, though. I could see people in the music industry, like, doing that. What I'd be appalled by is these athletes that's getting caught selling drugs.
Right.
Why do you need to do that, though? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't get it, bro. Like, you give me $100,000 a year, I'm cool.
Right. I'm in the gym every day.
These cats are making millions of dollars, bro.
Bro, I'm never leaving.
I think that's the thing, though. Once you start making money, it's like, all right, if I can make more, if I could turn this million into 7 million to 10 million. Like,
but you can. You could do that legally, though. You know what I'm saying? You
that
can
invest. They see it. They see it an easier route. But I'm not saying it's right. But that's,
no, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, yes.
They got connections.
Man, that Fetty
I'm not going to be anywhere listening. I'm telling y'all right now. If I ever start moving weight, I'm not
yeah,
doing the podcast.
Now,
I'm not going to be on Instagram, Facebook. You
you're
don't
not going
to drop
nothing.
Off.
You're never going to see
off,
me,
bro. You're
like,
never
yeah,
going to catch
like,
me in the public eye ever.
How do these cats get off? How does cats get off thinking you can sell drugs in the spotlight?
In the spotlight, bro.
and then headline
a music festival. Like, bro, what type of time are you on, bro?
Like, bro, you know they're checking your tour bus and your private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know that. You know that.
Bro, I'm not gonna be nowhere, bro. If y'all see me drop off the face of the earth, y'all know why, bro. I'm out here.
I feel the same way, bro. If I body somebody,
no, nah, we about to move to some room. My brother's going wild. Let's go next time. They going crazy.
Hey, speaking of that, bro, have y'all finished you? Y'all finished you?
I'm on like the second episode. I ain't all been right. Getting through it. I'm on but hey, six. You was right though. Episode
rip,
went
right
out the gate.
And it is good, bro. But watch out. Wait, Carlin, did you finish it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, I ain't done with it yet, so don't tell me how it ends. But this season is kind of nuts, bro. Like,
you don't watch it, Mo?
It's crazy.
I'm gonna watch it after everybody stop watching it. Suck out my own opinion.
That's my man.
I don't be.
Everybody be like.
I still got my opinion on
social media, though. I ain't been on social media all crazy, so I'm good.
You know how people, like, when you talk to people, they'll tell you something, so you expect something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I like to wait for it to, then I go, you know.
That joint, this.
But you lit, though. Season 2 is lit. Season 2 is lit.
I ain't gonna say that.
Episode 1 of season 3 is lit. Yeah, episode 1, season 3, Mo. At least get to that, Mo.
I got you. Because you know the other two seasons, they like built up to it. Like it was like you ain't know what was going on.
It's off the dribble, bro.
Y'all watched the first two seasons?
Yeah. The first season is definitely still the best, but this one
I think so too.
This one gets right to it and it still builds up to the end. Like that joint is nice. I'm gonna let you watch it though. We'll talk about it after y'all finish it.
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
The girl, yeah, bro. Yeah. She had,
yeah, she's.
What else we got? She got a taste for blood, and she started liking
wild. Them. Started wilding.
Like, what the freak is going on?
Mark, watch episode one.
I can just do this.
Like, Kayla just told me that last week. Right. I'm like,
whoa. Bro, if you ever get to the point in your life where it's like, if you feel like the best way to solve your problem is just killing somebody, like, bro, you need to get help, bro.
right away.
Like, that's the first thought. Like, you know what?
Take yourself in the jail, bro. Take yourself in the jail. Don't go to no mental institute. Take yourself in the jail, bro. And just call it. Just call it a life.
No,
just
call Carlin, man. Carlin will help you out. Man. Don't go straight to the jail. Carlin got you.
That's your first instinct is to kill somebody. Like, yo, he's looking at my wife. I gotta kill him. Like, good.
Yeah, man. Just call it a life, bro. Call it a life, dog. Right.
Dennis,
you're a menace.
Y'all not listening to this cat, Dennis.
You're
man.
A menace.
Somebody look at your wife. You want to just go straight to jail. Call it in. That's it.
Straight to jail.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, driving to the jail and checking yourself in is.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
Like, yo, dude looked at my wife. I wanted to kill him. I gotta lock it down, bro. That's crazy. I gotta lock it down.
He's gonna go ahead and take care of this now.
That's nuts, bro.
I met this super crazy nice truck driver at my job this week.
Yeah,
he dropped something off, and I'm gonna tell you, this is the first thing he said to us. I wrote it down so I don't get it wrong. I'm like, yo, so you know, we gotta ask, like, all right, so what material, what company, where, you know, stuff like that. This is what he said to me: does gravity affect the way we see things in space? I was like, dog, I just want to know what kind of material we got. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
That man should not be driving a truck, bro. He's endangering everybody around him.
Bro, what is happening, bro?
He's endangering everybody
this
around him.
This is new
him,
under
bro.
The sun, bro. This is new under
this
the sun,
is
bro.
That's crazy. My foreman ain't there in the meeting. So, you know, we got
to
kind of move
around.
If
that's his way to answer that question.
And I'm like, yo, what material is this? What company? You know? And I'm like, you know, I'm waiting. You know, like a normal person, you wait for an answer. My dude said, does gravity affect the way we see things in space? I looked at Isaac. He looked at me. I'm like, I don't know what to do right now.
Is that LLC or?
Is this a corporation? Like, what's going on?
So we like, bro, I just want to know if it's still, bro. I just want to know if it's still or if it's out.
Yeah, is this H13? What are we machining? Like, I got to fill this paperwork out. So I waited till my
phone. He should be reported, bro. You should report him because he ain't in his right mind.
Yeah, I told my foreman, I said,
he's drinking and driving somebody, bro. He's drinking and driving
somebody. I was like, John, you got to handle this dude.
He's a killing machine.
You got the most dangerous weapon on the road.
I went up there and said, John, I need you. He's like, what? I'm like, listen, I don't know what to do right now. He's like, what? I was like, he came out, I explained it to him, and he was like, oh, that's that crazy truck driver. As we're going back, he's like, oh, that's that crazy truck. Like, they knew about cuz.
Oh,
like,
they already know, bro.
Dirty new cuz is crazy.
See, Mark, you ain't got no hope, bro. He a regular.
So he went, filled the paperwork out. He said he just measures it, everything after, because the dude just asked crazy questions.
Bro.
Like,
he don't answer. Yeah, that dude should not be on the road.
Yeah, I had
bro.
To write that down. I'm like, I gotta tell my brothers this week. This is crazy.
Man, I'm glad you saved it for the pod and you hit me with that earlier in the week. I'm glad you asked us on the pod, man.
That's nice, bro. He on some different type of drugs or something, bro. If that's your mindset. Like.
It was just silly because that was like his first, like, dang, like, I don't understand, like, what kind of drugs you taking for that kind of response, but I don't want those drugs.
Hey, bro, all I did was ask you how your day was going.
Like, the northern lights reflect off of the Amazon at the perfect time. That's why I know how your day is.
Like what?
That's crazy, bro. That's
what I'm talking about.
Hey, I got a random question, bro. I be thinking about sometimes.
Let's get it, bro. This is the perfect pod right here.
All
right,
assuming drugs were legal, why Malcolm take his headphones off, bro?
Hold on, Malcolm. Put them back on, bro.
Oh, he dipping, bro. He don't want to be a part of this.
He gone.
Malcolm don't want to be a part. What are you doing, bro?
Hey, I'll be right back, brothers. I got to grab some.
I told you, bro. I'll re-ask it when Malcolm get back. Assuming drugs were legal, and assuming, like, you wouldn't get addicted or it wouldn't be no, like, side effects. what's a drug that y'all would want to try? Like,
I have more questions. You could.
And if it wasn't a sin.
I have more questions.
All right, what's your question?
How much money am I spending on these drugs?
You could try anything, bro, for no any amount.
For it.
For free, basically. You could try for anything for free, bro.
Try a drug. Bro, I don't want to try no drugs, bro. All right. I mean... Marijuana, as far as I'm going.
Nah, bro.
You as can far do that, as
I'm
though.
Going, I'm wilding, bro. Like I'm
think I'm
trying
going with
acid.
Shrooms, bro. Carl, me and Carl on the same.
Like I'm trying LSD or something, bro.
Like I'm not gonna do like heroin or nothing crazy like that. But I would definitely.
Nah,
I'm definitely gonna try shrooms though. Like
shrooms
look fun as heck, bro. I can't even front.
I guess I would try
to psychedelics.
I'm gonna do shrooms. I need to watch like Alice in Wonderland.
I need to hear
what is going on right
now. I need to hear about.
I come in as shrooms and psychedelics
again, bro. Action again.
All right, look. Assuming drugs were legal, right? There's no side effects to drugs. Like, you can't get addicted or nothing like that.
Right.
And it's not a sin to do drugs. What drug would you want to try?
Marijuana.
Oh, see,
your cast is weak, bro.
No, listen.
Dude, I'm not trying nothing else because that sounds crazy, bro.
No, listen. Only thing that I would try different, I would do an edible, like marijuana edible.
That's
see,
still
yeah.
marijuana, though.
But I can't see me hitting I can't see me hitting no blunts. I can't see me hitting
no,
blunts.
No,
can't
do I'm no not doing that either. No,
I can't
no,
see me
that.
Shooting up nothing,
nah,
bro. I can't
I'm
see
not
me
shooting me
shooting
neither,
nothing.
Bro.
Wait, so Carlin and Caleb said they're going to do mushrooms?
I can't see me doing no crack.
Nah, I said. I'm going to try
y'all, Caleb, you're going to be tripping out your mom, bro.
I just
want
to have the experience.
Yo, Caleb on his Joe Rogan right now,
bro.
But
this is all hypothetical, bro. Like, I would never do this in real life. Let me put that out there. But y'all had to have thought at one time, like, man, if I could just get a pass, like, what would I try? Like, I'm not going to get a, like, because heroin will get you messed up for life. Like I'm not
crack,
gonna
it. Crack, yeah, crack, yeah, crack yeah, is
I'm not
slow,
doing crack.
It's slow,
yeah, it's
crack.
Shrooms, I might try.
Y'all not listening to Dennis, how Dennis was saying. Yeah, wait, Carlin, wait.
What? Acid, like LSD?
No, bro. No.
That's too far.
That's too far, Carlin.
That's just processed shrooms.
Bro, that's
no, listen, I think if I did something, bro, it would be like some type of pill or something, bro. I can't. I'm not doing
I'd probably
no,
do Adderall,
no
too.
Crack.
I'd probably try Adderall.
Adderall, maybe, but.
Yeah. Yo. I might just need, like, Adderall and, like, real life, you know? Like, I might have trouble like focusing. Like I might need to talk to my doctor.
You might need to get like.
Yo, all right,
y'all, our listeners, like we, I would never do drugs, y'all. Y'all know me. But it's just hypothetically speaking, like you know, you be thinking about it sometimes.
People just don't be honest. They just don't be honest.
I'm glad Carlin had my back though. That was because I knew.
No, I just don't. I mean, I just can't see me doing nothing too nuts.
Too yeah.
This son is gonna have me calm and laughing. I just want to laugh.
Yeah,
bro.
That's it, bro.
And calm and laugh.
I just want to
talk about
Bell,
dude.
You just want to go on a trip to Disneyland in my mind.
Yes, bro. Right. That's what I'm saying, Carlin. Like, if I get a one-time pass,
hey Dennis,
yeah, these cats want to be flowing.
I was just about to say that, Dennis. Me and you will be chilling, laughing at these cats, bro.
I'm gonna take some shrooms and go see Christmas lights, bro, or something.
Go see Christmas lights.
Yo, speaking of Christmas, I had to go. That's what I had to go grab. We had an Amazon package delivered for Christmas. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, shout out to Christmas.
Nah, bro, I'm not done talking about these drugs, bro.
Oh. Right back,
bro. Cause Caleb, I feel like that's the YCS thing. I feel like cats is always drinking.
Wait, hold on, Carl.
I feel like cats is doing shrooms.
The Christmas school.
Don't get it twisted,
bro. Dang. Nah, I already know it was lit. Yeah, I know people that went to YCS.
Caleb, you ain't gotta say nothing else, bro. I know.
Cats was definitely off the shrooms, though.
Bro, I mean, church was lit, though. Church was lit. So I know YCS was lit.
Yo, you can't do that when I'm drinking, D, because you know, we know, bro.
Oh, man.
Church was super lit, bro.
I knew that question would get a good laugh.
That was a good one.
Y'all cats is crazy.
Yo, I hope people don't kill us off. They about to hit all our pastors.
They're going to sit us down.
Y'all know what, man. Y'all know. Yeah.
Speaking of, though, I hope y'all send y'all pastors, because I got some questions for pastors.
I definitely do, too.
The guys know what kind of questions I want to ask some of y'all pastors.
Bro. I do, too. I got some, too.
I just want to know what's happening. That's it. That's it.
I got y'all, bro. Let's bring a pastor on, bro.
Let's bring a pastor on, man, because I got two questions. I just want the truth.
That's it.
Just the truth. That's all we care about is the truth.
I got a pastor that will answer any question, bro. I promise.
Hey, bring him in.
Bring him on, bro. I got mad questions.
Y'all just let me know when.
ASAP.
Y'all feel like Dennis got some crazy questions,
bro. Yeah, bro. I got two questions I want to ask a pastor live, and I just want to see what's happening.
That's the same as like, nah, I just want to talk to you. Come here.
That's a setup, bro. If you ever hear any man that say, yo, let me just talk to you, he don't want to talk to you. Go the other way.
You finna get worked.
You about to get stolen, man.
Walk away, boy.
Oh man, Caleb is silly.
Yo, should I move these? Listen, I'm trying to keep my brothers moving
spice
along.
It up.
I knew
bit.
What it was gonna be this week.
Let's get to music, man.
Let's move along, man.
I ain't got no music.
This Cat Malcolm.
I really don't got no bars for real.
Oh, it's Cat. Let me get kicked off of YouTube that quick.
It's been 3 months.
I'm getting kicked right off of YouTube.
I ain't got no bars, bro. I've been listening to
Mark, it's been 3 months, R&B, bro. I know you got some R&B bars.
Yeah, bro. This is your segment, bro.
I didn't know I could bring the R&B bars on here.
Bring us some R&B bars.
Bring an R&B.
Oh wait, no. I got some. Let me try to look real quick. I got some lyrics for y'all. Cause my kids and my nephews and them swear this song is fire.
Yeah, bro. We can sidebar while you get some bars.
Hey, your boy IDK dropped a deluxe. Did you hear that?
Oh, for the most recent album?
Yeah. It was nice.
Oh, I need to get to that.
That song with Royce is kind of crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He got some
big name people on his project.
Wow, man.
He had Thugger on there. He had on a previous one. He had literally everybody. MF Doom. He had.
And he 2021 Kanye, though. He 2021 Ye, though. So, Ye should. Because he rapped like old Ye.
But he got, he really do. He got Jay Elect, Westside. He got Lucky Day, Sir T.
Them all cats Ye would have worked with.
They probably ain't make it on Donda.
All right, I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't got no bars this week. I will have some next week.
Cool. Let's talk about music tonight.
You know I'm bringing some of them bars. I gotta bring the pen out, man.
Say that.
What y'all get to? There was some good music that dropped this weekend, bro.
I got to the Return of Eastland and Center.
Yeah, let's get it, D.
Wait, he dropped another one?
Nah, this from 2016, bro. That's what I listen to. That's the only music I listen to.
Hey, Caleb was like, wait, what happened?
This cat Mark had me in the Christmas spirit.
I told you, bro.
So I went right to Return to East Atlanta. Bro, I swear my wife texted me like, she texted me with a screenshot like, bro, why are you listening to this right now? Man, I'm in the mood. I'm in the spirit.
I don't really like Christmas music like that as it is, but I'm definitely not listening to a Gucci Christmas album, bro.
Don't be disrespectful, bro. That mug is fire, bro.
Bro, I've been on that Big Sean.
I was just about to ask that.
That Big Sean EP, Big Sean and Hit-Boy EP.
I ain't to it. Ooh, that's Big fire. Sean and Hit-Boy. Y'all ain't say Hit-Boy.
Dennis is so mad, bro. Yeah, Big Sean and Hit-Boy.
That was nice. Nice look. What was it, like five or six?
Six tracks.
Yeah, it was nice, man.
A solid EP, man.
Oh, Pleasure P put something on too?
I ain't get to
Pleasure P. I like Pleasure though, man. Yeah. He makes some good music, bro.
Bro, did Omarion, Bow Wow, and Soulja Boy come out with a song?
You know they did, bro. You on the play?
For the concert? I mean, for the tour?
Yeah, it was a new song. Soulja on the tour?
Soulja's on it too. Bro, y'all Soulja. Follow Soulja on Instagram? It's hilarious.
Bro, man. I follow Soulja everywhere.
It's hilarious, bro.
I know Mark love Big Soulja.
It's funny because I used to hate Big Soulja, but then like I just started realizing how everybody was taking his style, his swag. It's called X. So
yeah, I'm cool on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to it though.
I listened to it. It's what you expect from them though. It ain't nothing crazy.
Okay, so I'm
looking at all this music, bro.
Yo, Ransom dropped another project.
Yeah, I didn't get to the Ransom yet.
Y'all, if you like bars, like he really rapping. Like y'all know that's what he do though.
Ransom can go.
I know what you're looking at.
Wait.
I know what I already know what he about to say. I forgot to tell my brothers.
Wait.
My bad, D.
There's a song with Hov.
Yep.
Jadakiss.
Yep.
And Conway.
Yeah.
And some other guys.
It's the soundtrack. It's that soundtrack to that movie. I ain't even never heard of that movie.
Wait, Jay-Z.
Yes, bro.
Jadakiss.
Conway the Machine. The joint is tough, too, bro.
Oh, my God.
And it's another one on there with Kid Cudi and Jay-Z that's really dope. It's one with Lauryn Hill on that.
What album is that, Jones? Dope.
It's the soundtrack to The Harder They Fall. It's a movie called The Harder They Fall. I think Jay-Z produced it.
Yeah, I'm behind on music. Like, executive produced it. I'm super behind.
Hey, did we ever talk about 7th Streeter on here? I know that dropped a while ago, but I don't think I get my R&B. Mm-mm. Heads, no. That's a pretty solid
project. Eshawn dropped something yesterday.
Bizzle dropped something, too.
The album?
With him and somebody named Zara Royalty. It is what it is. Oh, eight tracks.
Is. I think that's his wife.
Eight tracks.
Check that out. I think that's his wife.
Oh,
check it out.
Bro, where? Yeah, man.
I ain't get to that. What I did get to that super fire is that Reason 3-pack, bro. Did y'all hear that? That's the best music I heard this weekend, bro. Get to that. All right,
Reason 3-pack. I can get to that.
It got mad features on it, bro. Your boy Benny is on there.
Hold on, mad features on the 3-pack.
On a 3-pack, bro.
He said mad features. That's at least 3 features.
It is, bro. He got Wale. He got Wale on there. He got Benny, Isaiah Rashard.
It's on Tidal.
I would imagine. I mean, it's
Cats had been working. Cats had to know Benny was going to come back, bro. It's the season for it.
Them three tracks are that's the best music I heard all weekend to me.
Right. I ain't seeing this Reason.
Crazy, super dope beats. Well,
what's the name of it, bro?
It's called No More, No Less. Demo.
Reason.
Yeah. Maybe it's not on Tidal. Y'all don't got nothing else?
What more music?
No, I don't know.
I didn't know their music.
ASAP Ferg dropped a single. I rock with Ferg. He with Pharrell. I'm ready for some Ferg.
It's not on Tidal, bro.
My Tidal is not working.
Bro, what I will say about that Hov song with them, Hov had the weakest verse out of them three.
Hov done had the weakest verse for the last couple verses.
Nah, you can't do that. You can't say that, bro.
Except for the Drake joint, but.
What song do you have the weakest verse on?
Jail, Lil Baby Smoke.
The Baby Smoke did go crazy. No, he didn't, bro.
The Baby Smoke.
You hear what Hov is saying, bro?
Man, yeah, I heard what Hov was saying, man. The Baby smoked and the baby was cold, bro.
The baby was going, bro.
Who won? The baby?
The baby wasn't saying nothing,
man,
bro.
Man, he was rapping, bro. He was rapping, bro. Carter, how you feel? The baby?
He was rapping. He was rapping, bro.
He ain't smoke Hov on that
feature. No, he ain't smoking, but he's just better for
he was better.
And they're not even on the song together, so you can't really say that. But
Nah, bro. They on the song together, bro.
Hov verse was better, bro. Hov verse was better.
I don't know.
Nah, bro. I'm, I could have wrote
with
that
Nipsey,
verse.
Hov with Nipsey. Hov was better. Hov with Nas. Hov was better.
Hov with Nas on what track, though? You ain't talking about the DMX, right?
The, nah, the DJ Khaled one.
Yeah, okay.
Hov
okay.
with, let's see, who else?
You know who
bro,
don't
everything
get smoked,
been
though?
On, he been smoking, bro.
You know Tell who don't D. be getting smoked, though?
Tell him, D, if we there.
Weezy F, baby, the efforts were phenomenal.
Nah, I knew you was going to say that, bro. I could definitely find some songs that Weezy got smoked.
Nah, not lately. Nah,
not
lately.
Lately,
he coming out to play.
He coming out to play.
That's because he on songs with, like, Rich the Kid and stuff, bro.
And Conway.
He ain't on,
no, and no, Tyler. No.
And Tyler. He cooked.
He
no,
smoked
no,
Tyler.
He smoked
and,
Tyler.
And DMX.
And
I don't count, bro.
Oh, man.
Nah, Hov definitely had the weakest
and
verse.
Drake.
That song was hard, though.
Drizzy, yeah.
And Nicki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, keep going, keep
going. I mean, whoever he on... I mean, and Moneybagg, yo.
Bro, Hov did not get smoked. I think y'all... That's crazy.
No, not smoked. Not smoked. The baby, smoke. The baby just probably had a better
the baby
verse,
had a better verse?
Oh, just
no,
on that
bro.
Song, bro.
Heck no.
Oh, man. The baby was killing that verse. I would love to hear mad verses from the baby like that.
Yeah. I agree. Wayne killed Polo G, but he's supposed to do that.
Come on, man.
He switched the flow, bro.
He didn't switch the flow. He got the same flow through the whole
thing. Not his normal baby flow.
How can you not on this beat, bro? Junkie. Man, get the heck out of here, bro.
Hey,
that verse was not that good,
you
bro.
You can't do that, bro. You can't
that verse
do that,
is not man. That good, bro.
Oh, you did y'all?
Bro.
Nah, bro. Oh.
Yeah, bro. Reset. Come on, man.
Nah, man, you gotta get up one of the baby.
I'm not saying he got smoked.
No,
I'm saying the baby had
no.
a better verse.
Heck no. Do y'all listen to lyrics or do y'all just listen to flow?
I listen to lyrics. I listen to all of it.
I thought the baby was talking his talk.
Heck no.
That's why Royce been the best rapper. Royce rapped the best out of everybody this year.
Royce rapped the best out of everybody almost ever, bro. He's that good.
No, I'm just saying the lyrics. Like, as the lyrics, Royce put the best rapping out. Hey, y'all get to that loot, man. Y'all finally get to that loot.
Loot.
To loot.
James.
Loot. Not loot. Loot. He did an album called Goldmouth.
Loot James or Uncle Loot. Yeah.
I gave it a chance. It was. No, I've been told y'all listen to that, didn't I?
Did Dennis
a few weeks back?
Okay. I don't think.
I ain't get to nothing, bro. I ain't get to nothing yet.
I listen to Luke.
That's one of my favorite albums this year, man. Luke, I like that. I was thoroughly pleased with
it's
that
a good
one.
Album.
It's just so much music that come out, man.
Yeah,
it's, just because
it's music that come out all the time.
That Luke album was really good. I'll give you that.
I did like
that
the Luke album, though.
Listeners, this is Monday. This Friday, you know who coming.
Who coming Friday?
Summer Walker.
Summer Walker on the 7th.
I thought that was
6,
November,
right? Or the 6th?
Well, when this drop is going to be Monday, so the Friday is going to be...
She coming the 5th?
Yeah, she coming that 5th, yeah.
I thought she was coming like the 12th or something.
Nah, she coming the 5th. That Friday.
Hey, this is Summer Walker's type season, too, bro.
Yeah, it's time. It's the
5th. Yeah, this is like her type of weather and all that.
It's high expectations for this album, bro.
Yeah. They saying that...
She ain't been around for a minute as far as like dropping projects.
Right.
This is high expectations for it right here.
You know,
the last album she dropped was 2019, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was 19, I think.
The last, yeah. No. Well, you said the last album?
Yeah.
The last album she dropped was like 2019,
I think. Oh, well, she dropped something. She dropped something was 19. In 2020. She dropped something in 2020.
They did a little holiday thing. A
little small drum. Nah, but she had a little EP that she dropped, too. Because I remember listening to that Summer Walker EP before I watched Fonz battle on the Gnome card.
Yeah, yeah.
So she had something going in 2020.
I'm hyped for this one. She wanted a few that got me that I'm looking forward to the project. So,
nah, she's dope.
I ain't been looking forward to nobody except Benny, bro.
I'm looking forward to Dot Conway.
Hey, you think Dot coming, man? Oh, speaking of Monk,
yeah, he coming.
I seen what you said, man. I ain't want to respond. I want to talk about it here. So you think your man is saying Candyman?
I think that's a theory. I think Big Sean might be saying Candyman. I heard somebody else say
that. I don't get why. How do you correlate that, though?
That because movie, of the bees and all the, of that. The bees. Because you say Candyman and then the bees come after you say Candyman.
Yeah, the bees come and was all over. You ever seen Candyman?
Yes? Nah, I never seen it.
Okay, yeah, it won't make sense then.
Yeah, so I think Sean want that rapping smoke with Dot.
I don't think Sean do because Sean said it was just a misunderstanding.
And, he said that?
He said that on the joint with him and Nipsey.
Yeah. He did say that.
But yeah, I don't know. Kendrick.
He said he called Kendrick.
Came back. Kendrick came back on that Akeem song with that verse out, so that might have made him feel a certain way. And
I know Cole responding to Dot too, man.
Cole,
I think a Wale joint. He said, "When I'm on the West, when I'm in LA, I'm the best in the West."
Ha. Hey, that's talking that talk. I like that.
Shout out to Cole.
He said it.
I like that's talking that talk. I like it.
I'm happy Cass trying to. Hopefully, they pull in Dot's car to drop something, man. And
come outside.
Come out. You know, actually drop the music.
It only been 7 years.
Kendrick. But Dot moving. Y'all know what I say. He moving at his own pace. But it's time for him to.
That's
come,
not bro. An excuse no more, bro. Put the music.
Nah, for Dot it is though, cause he do on his own. Cause he gonna drop and do like 500. He just gonna do whatever he want to do. I do like that about
everybody
him.
Everybody does whatever they want to do though.
I don't know.
Cole does what he wants to do too.
Kanye's album dropped without Kanye wanted to drop. Like I don't think everybody can drop when they like. Can have
let's
this
not
gap.
Get it twisted. Kendrick is still signed. He's not independent. So,
but like I'm saying, the freedom to drop when he wants to drop, like and to build other.
I think he has that freedom.
Then you would think he would drop more often. Then if that's the case,
not Dot because his album's too different. His album, he switches sound too much. That's the only reason. I do agree he need to drop, but the fact that he switches album
though, bro, he don't need to take 5 years to drop an album.
Yeah, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that.
I don't care how different it is. You could do a different album in 2 years.
And I'm sick of that.
Hey, Dot.
Like, how long, we've all made music. Like, how long does it take to make an album? Like, and imagine you could do that full time. Like, you don't got nothing else to think about. Like, we all work to end in music.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Dot pushing 7 years, bro. Like,
7 years? What ain't been no 7 years?
I mean, it
bro.
Might take me 7 years, but Dot, come on, man. 7 months, Dot. 7 months.
I'm just happy Cass kinda, my theory is these Cass kinda.
I like seeing the big dogs come outside. I like seeing the big dogs come outside and have some fun and start getting cats talking, man.
Right.
Getting cats going. And the young cats is with it, too. Like, they can't wait for a cat to say their name.
Right. Hey, but Cole, don't get it twisted. When you in L.A., you the third best in the West.
Ooh. Third?
Yeah, King Who's Crooked. Second? We not going to sleep on King Crooked as one of the best rappers.
Bro, I feel like there's.
I ain't even gonna have this conversation right now.
Depends is different though. I mean, some stuff you can't even.
I'm saying rapping. I ain't talking about making songs. Rapping? King Crooked, one of the best rappers to ever.
Yeah, so Cole, bro. Cole is out there.
Yeah, but Cole ain't from
Cole
the West.
Rapping
though.
Ability.
He's still
in. Yeah.
He ain't number one in the West. He ain't number one in the West.
Yeah, Dot still out there.
He ain't had to.
So.
Hey, Cole right now way better than Kendrick. Way better.
You can't argue with that.
Can't argue that.
you can.
Because all of these verses Kendrick been putting on still ain't better than that Cole put out.
It's all a perspective. Your starting point. It's like what you looking for. You looking for like frequency or you looking for like difference?
It don't matter, bro.
Because Dot is doing like one song, he doing more flows than in one song than Cass doing their albums.
more flows, but less.
But he
bars.
Got 7 years like, to so put what? That verse together, bro.
But no, we like when we talk about elements of hip hop. That's all I go nah, for. Nah, we go nah, by bars. We go flows. We go content.
No more. I ain't mad at that though. That's all.
Bars. One of the most important element is bars, though.
And yeah,
that's
got
the
it.
Most important element. He got more bars than Cole.
I don't know if bars is. I think content for me is always better.
Cole got content too.
Doc got yeah, Doc did. Had content. As, I mean,
so
they both have content.
We've already had this conversation.
Doc has that. Doc has that like.
Cole came in talking about abortions and stuff. Like,
but Doc talking about that Reaganomics. He talk about like loving like who you are as a person.
So does Cole. Crooked smile, love yours. He literally has a song called "Love Yours." Like,
what I'm saying is like he's talking that like. Never mind. I'm gonna just be quiet.
Nah. I feel you.
He talking that different, that's not, like.
But you saying just because it's different content don't mean it's not content. Like they both put out great content.
You right. Y'all right. Doctor Cole, the best rapper ever.
That's back to you.
No. I just think Cole is better.
I say
it's
the best ever. But right now,
I think Cole is better than Dot right now based on recent verses. Cole out rapping. I'll rap it, Kendrick. I feel what you're saying, but yeah. Brother, go a whole album.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
I love
Kendrick.
Gotta be tough.
I love Kendrick, and Kendrick can rap. He just don't. He don't get me with the voice changes and stuff like he get.
And that's what
people.
I like. That's what I like.
I like it. Too,
I don't like monotone. Monotone is boring.
If it's dope and it sounds good, though, if it's dope and it sounds good, some of the stuff he be doing is unnecessary, bro. Like some of the stuff, some of the voice changes he did in that song with Keem, I'm like. And then he got off beat with it. I'm like, this isn't really creative. Like, it just sounds weird. It don't sound to me that wasn't really dope. But
no, I'm gonna tell you why it's creative though, Caleb. And I'm not taking no sides. Dot just showed that he can rap every way
any
every rapper
flow.
Raps.
Any flow. He did
like,
the juvenile
rap all beat.
Flow,
he
can
rap all beat like Blueface. He can rap on beat with content like Cole. He can rap weird like Drake. He can rap like
he can
rap
do the
like
new
old.
School rap like he could do it all.
I ain't mad at
but
that.
But he ain't rapping like that. He ain't. All right, I'm gonna let y'all have that one.
I just want to hear an album saying, from Cole.
No, I do want the. I want the album. I want that Kendrick album.
Like, all Kendrick doing right now is just showing he can rap. We know you can rap, Kendrick. But what? Come on, man.
That's what time. I want. I want
That's
Kendrick
what Sean
to rap.
Doing too.
Give us an album.
That's what
Sean is
always out of this conversation, but Sean
Wale is too. Wale out of this conversation too, but Wale be spitting too.
That's true.
Like Wale, yeah. In my opinion,
Wale
might be
is what keep him out of the top.
He might be a better lyricist than lyricist. I'm saying than all these cats.
Yeah, he a poet. He a poet.
Like a better lyrical rapper.
He's a poet, bro. He put words together better than a lot of people. His antics is what keep him from being in conversation, though.
I agree with that. I do.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just gotta let the game come to them and let the fans decide.
Yeah.
Wale would get on the radio or on a podcast and be screaming about how he don't get no love. Bro, that's not for you to decide, bro.
Or just focus.
Just be the best Wale and let the fans decide.
Or just focus on your fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody trying to do that Drake and try to grab everybody. It's like, that's what I appreciate about Cole. It's because Cole not trying to do none of that. Cole, like, I'm going to rap. I'm going to make my own beats. You want me to work with some other producers? I'll do that too, but I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. As far as like, I'm not going to do no Afro beats. I'm not going to be doing all this like auto-tune stuff. I'm going to just give you straight bars.
I'm going to stay in my lane.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in my lane, and that's
it. Rap.
And I'm going to sell these records,
and
too.
And I'm going to sing a little bit on
the hook. And I'm going to sell records. So what you going to say? Like, you can't say nothing to me. Like, all these other rappers can't say nothing to Cole, Dot, or Drake. Like, they up there. They up there, man.
Yeah, they know their lane. They secure in their lane, and they do what they do, man. They do what they do, man. Y'all boy Ye out here looking nuts. Still,
yeah, bro. You see the haircut, bro.
Listen, man, it's off topic, man. But we ain't talk about it, man. Listen, Ye got a man. You know what, bro? You know how hard it is for some people to have a good hairline, man, and you doing that to your hair, bro. Like LeBron James out here paying. I know LeBron James is paying thousands of dollars.
This
to
is
get
so
right,
stupid.
Man. Like LeBron done put the headband back on. You know he's paying thousands of dollars.
For
just
that,
to be able to wear his headband again, bro. Like this cat Kanye just in the he just cut his hair with no mirror. Like, Yeah, you gotta quit chirping though, bro.
Hey, Cole might be dropping soon again. I think that's another theory. I think he dropping soon.
That's going to keep making him better than Kendrick. Cause
I think
keep
Cole, dropping. I don't know. I think Cole saved his album for when Dot dropped him. That's my theory. I think he put out that other album as a mixtape, and I think the fall off is going to try to do around the same time around Kendrick. I think Cole he may not be trying to do sales, but he's just like, yo, let me put out a project.
He's trying to compete, bro.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think Drake want to compete with either one of them. But I think Cole trying to drop around Dot.
I'm here for that, bro.
I still feel like Drake is just in a lane of his own, bro.
Yeah, bro. I agree with that.
I want you there.
But I like Cole being like the Maverick. Star. Like, Cole, like, he's like, you think I can't drop with him? Let me drop with him, too. I do appreciate that. Because Cass normally
Cole
afraid.
Cole did that. Cole been doing that. Didn't he drop with Ye a couple years back?
I think he did.
I think he dropped Born Sinner the same day Ye dropped Yeezus or something like that.
Yeah.
Gotta respect that.
This is something random too, bro. I was thinking about this like Tuesday or Wednesday. Wouldn't it be dope to have like a hip hop fight league, bro? I want to see some of these cats fight each other.
Who would you want to see fight though?
Like, I just want to see some of these cats Diddy fight. And though, Cole. Right? Like I want to see Diddy and Cole. Yeah, that'd be great.
I want to see what that fight was about.
That'd be great, bro. I want to see Diddy and Cole fight. Bro, I would love to see
Rick Ross and like Fat Joe.
I would love to see Drake, just see how Drake put his hands up. I just want to see how he put his hands up. Cause I can't see Drake getting no nothing off.
Why you gotta fight like that, Carl? Off the Royal Rumble.
Dreamcast.
Yo, who would Drake fight? Oh, it gotta be Kanye.
I would love to see Drake and Ye fight, bro.
It gotta be Kanye.
Can't fight, bro.
Neither one of them can, bro.
Bro, that'll be a silly fight, though.
Ye is still from Chicago.
I think Ye beat Drake up, though.
You think so?
Yeah, he's from Chicago, bro.
Yeah, but look at him now, bro. He's too far removed from that life, bro. Man,
Drake was on with Degrassi. If Degrassi was a real school, Drake probably got beat up in that school.
Right.
That dude is stupid, bro.
Any of the hood cats is getting beat up.
I don't think nobody wanna see
my man Styles P with the hands.
Yeah, ghost. Because he ain't gonna fight with the hands, bro. He gonna bring a knife out of somewhere though. Like,
yeah, bro. Anybody from the Locks?
Yeah, bro, you don't want to fight the Locks.
Dipset.
Cass definitely ain't want to see DMX. He would have bit their ear off like Mike Tyson or something.
Yeah, DMX definitely ain't fighting fair, bro.
I want to see Chris Brown fight, too. I want to see, because, you know, he be doing flips at his concert. So I want to see Chris.
Yeah, he's too
you know,
athletic,
I thought
bro.
He was going in a different direction.
Yo, we're going to have to move this on. I'm telling y'all, listeners, I see my role. Let me move this on.
Speaking of fighting, John Jones, we never talked about that Fury fight.
No, we didn't.
Yo, we was right though.
What's it to talk about?
If
bro,
it went past like three rounds, he was gonna get beat up,
bro.
We knew he was gonna get
Tyson
hurt.
Fury is one of the
he's
like
unbeatable.
He's one of the most technical fighters I've seen in a while, bro.
And he got cardio, bro. Like how you like? I don't know.
He got hands, bro. Like, yeah. he's a boxer. He's a real boxer. Like, he ain't no brawler. Bro, the exact thing that you, I think it was Dennis, you said Wilder was going, if he did that, he was going to lose. That's exactly what he did, bro. He was going for the clean knockout the entire fight, bro.
Right.
He was throwing haymakers from round one.
I'm not going to lie, bro. That was one of those. Best fights I've seen in a while.
That was a
bro.
Good fight. Yeah.
Like, from start to finish, bro, they was out there trying to kill each other.
It was, bro.
Wilder just got gassed by the third round.
I think Wilder knew that the only way he was going to win is if he caught him with one, because he wasn't going to land more punches. Like, did y'all see the punches that were being landed?
Fury was killing him with the punches.
Bro, he was up like 120 to like 70 or something. I'm like, bro,
it was getting crazy.
Only way Wilder is gonna win that is if he knocked him down more times.
I feel like Wilder, man, he can hang his hat on feeling he should feel good about that fight, man, because he was out there going hard.
He was
sleep on his feet from round 3 till 11.
Yeah.
Like, he was sleep, but he was still knocking Tyson down. Tyson, just his stamina is just way different. Right?
It's crazy how he got that much stamina, but he don't look in
shape. And I respect the ref too, because the ref slow counted both of them though.
Right.
I know. I've seen people like, well, that was a fast count for Wilder. I'm like, nah, bro. I think he
did it for both.
I think he slow counted them both the first couple times because they was out there slugfesting, bro. Like right. That's how a heavyweight fight should be, bro.
That joint was like a movie, bro. Like, I ain't seen a fight.
Yeah, like Apollo Creed type time. They out there getting to it, start to finish.
Getting to it. Great fight.
Let me get like 1 minute of this John Jones real quick, man.
All right,
let me tell y'all, listen. MMA fans been wanting John Jones to go up to heavyweight, right? He up there, John, just stay out of jail. Workout, bro. Workout. He at 265 right now, so he's trying to bring his weight back down. I need to see this Ngannou fight. Like, that's like y'all, how y'all was hype about this Tyson Fury and he weighed 265 pounds now. He was 205, so he put all that muscle on to compete at heavyweight. So the weight limit is at 265, and now he's going to try to drop back down to 245.
Something going on in the Caleb house. He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. I need to see this fight, Ngannou and Jones, man.
When is that fight?
Well, I believe sometimes early next year. That's my theory, because Ngannou about to fight somebody. He about to fight somebody else. They giving John time to get his legal stuff set sometime next year. So, John, stay out of jail, bro.
John stays in the gym.
Just stay in the gym.
John Jones stays with the lawsuit, bro. He stays with the case.
Stay in the gym, stay off the drugs, and shoot them link.
That one I might have to get, because I ain't trying to have him go out on that fight.
I feel you, though. That's how I felt about the Wilder Fury joint, man. Bro. I'm like, I got to buy this joint, bro. I got to see this without any lag. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't watch it to the next day, bro. The links that I was trying to watch was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Cause everybody get on, like allegedly everybody get on during the main event.
I do gotta give it to y'all though, man. Carlin.
Uh oh.
What is this cat talking about?
Number six is on their way down.
Oh, Michigan losing? They're losing right
now.
They
lost?
Man, it say that number eight, Michigan State erased 16-point second half deficit to beat number six, Michigan,
37-33.
Ooh. Wow. Hey, Michigan State. Dang. Now it's slow. Now Ohio State is going to beat them 45-20. I thought that was going to be a good game, but we're going to
smack Penn State tonight. We're going to smack Penn State tonight. We're going to smack Michigan State. And then we're going to smack Michigan. I think we're going to win out. And but honestly, though, shout out to the whole Big Ten, bro. It's been a tough year.
Big Ten
is out here this year. Iowa, Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State.
Big Ten
all been up there.
Yeah. The Browns is back the worst team in Ohio. Ain't that something?
Back the worst team?
The Browns
won last week, bro.
They backed the worst team in Ohio, though.
Because Ohio State,
Ohio State, Cincinnati. The Bengals. And y'all going to lose to us twice now. Y'all going to lose to the Steelers twice,
bro. We
going to
beat y'all.
Nah, y'all too hurt, bro. Y'all too hurt, dog. Y'all too hurt.
Cass is coming back, bro. I think we got Chubb back and Baker back this week.
Nope. We getting two, bro.
You know my squad. We got Bron back.
We got y'all.
We got Bron back.
You know my squad. I told y'all about week five, week six. Y'all going Lakers.
Yeah, bro.
I think we going to get y'all, bro.
Nah, bro.
Hey, we replaced Alex Caruso, y'all.
With who? Hey, bro, I was playing Austin Reeves, dude. Yeah, bro, I'm playing 2K.
Oh,
I'm looking at this camera. Who is Buddy?
Buddy get buckets, though. Like, Buddy, he's nice, bro.
I know. I'm like, what is going on here, bro?
Certified bucket
guy. I was looking. I'm like, yo, Bron stay with a white dude on his squad. And then what, like, a cold white dude that could get a bucket. Bron, like, yo, you get a bucket. Come with me.
Yeah, he do. He do keep a nice dude with him.
Like, hey, Deli.
Horton Tucker still ain't back yet either, right?
Nah, he ain't back. And the reason not back either. They've been giving a lot of minutes to Bazemore, but we might as well give Bazemore minutes to Buddy Reeves, because Bazemore be out there like, I don't know, he hit or miss. Yeah, he hit or miss. It's because like he playing with Bron and them. It's like, bro, you can't be nervous. Like, just
he playing with a lot of alphas, bro. It's a lot of alphas on our team. That's the problem. We got too many alphas on our squad.
Alphas,
bro.
Even Melo alpha.
But they get hit though.
Cooking right now. Melo cooking too.
But they they getting it though. They coming together.
Yeah,
it's coming together.
Yeah.
He was right.
Just fine, bro.
It's still Russ is still a turnover machine, but
yeah, but Russ always though. But Russ started
that boy had a that boy had a quadruple double, bro. A quadruple double with turnovers.
Russ always start the seasons out like this, bro. He but do. When it's go time.
Nah, yeah, he's already playing good. I think they starting to get into a rhythm. Yeah. They doing a lot of what you said, bro. They running that pick and roll with AD. Yeah, that's hard to stop.
And
then you got Melo
with Dwight too a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Melo was really hurt either, bro. I don't think Brown was hurt.
I think they'd be fine.
He had to take a week off so Russ could find
himself. Yeah, let Russ find himself.
I'm gonna let you have this game. Bro, ain't that crazy? Cats could take off. We could have one cat take off every game and still win. Like we might even be better like that, bro.
Still be good winning, right?
Let's let Russ play today. Let's let Bron play tomorrow.
It's smart though for the playoffs. Get these roster like the lineups a chance to play with each other. They get used to each other. So then playoff is like, all right, everybody kind of figure each other out.
When Russ is like distributing the ball, like. He's good, bro.
Yeah.
He just got to take care of the ball better, man. He's dang reckless, bro. He just be dribbling right in the cat.
That's
bro.
What I was
like,
about to say.
What are you doing, bro? Like, stop.
Stop doing
right.
Bro.
Stop, bro.
Just
stop.
I'm saying,
like,
just dribble forward, and then when you get to somebody, stop. Like, you don't got to dribble into them.
Hey, man, I got another honesty award, man. It's late, but.
Bro, we back to it.
Hey, man. Honestly, award goes to LeVar Ball, man. He said his boys is going to be up top, man. They up top.
They up top.
Bro. Shout out to LeVar Ball, man, for being a prophet.
Being
a prophet
League,
where nobody else can see it. You
know what I'm saying?
What
you say,
Leon? LiAngelo is in the G League, right?
No, he got signed.
He got signed.
But he playing in on a G League team, I think.
Okay.
You on a practice squad.
Yeah,
let me see where LiAngelo at real quick.
LaMelo out there cooking, though.
LaMelo out there ready, yeah.
LaMelo be cooking, bro.
LaMelo is going to be really good, bro.
Yeah,
like, he's the best
ball,
out of
bro.
All of them by far.
That sounded crazy. I had to, you know.
I told y'all from Rip Lonzo was trash.
Yeah, but, LiAngelo plays for the Greensboro Swarm, which
that's the Hornets.
G League team out of Cali. Yeah, they are.
That's
Cali,
a trash name, though. They could have had a better name. Than
yeah, that sounds like a WNBA team.
Yeah, bro, I'm going back to college before I play for that team.
I'm going back to Lithuania or wherever they was.
I'm going to go get two more years at UCLA before I go back there.
Let me go back to Lithuania.
Like, hey, my eligibility, the way it's set up, let me come back, bro.
Let me come back for a couple years, bro. At least I'll be on TV.
Y'all cats are stupid, man.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, if y'all get a chance, man, I just got the notification, man, URL TV, Caffeine, man, Drake Card tonight.
6 o'clock, bro.
6 o'clock, Drake Card tonight.
Listeners, by the time y'all listen to this, Calico with a 2-1 surf pretty clear.
And the boy Geechee with 2-1 Lux pretty clear.
Pretty clear, and then Rex is going, Nitty going to, clean Rex up pretty clear.
Yeah, 30.
It's going to be a 30.
30, no gentlemen, it's just straight 30.
Hey, we ain't get Carlin's picks. You trying to get Carlin's picks real quick?
Yeah, let's get Carlin's picks, man. Give him the battles real quick. All right,
Carlin. Let's get Carlin, man. Carlin, first one, man. We got Pat Stay versus Real Sick.
Oh, Sick. Easy.
Sick.
Yeah,
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
Yo, can't be so silly. That's what makes me laugh, because Carlin be like coming in so quick. Man. All right, Jazz the Rapper versus Gattis.
Gattis.
Hey, these women.
Get Gattis up out of here. Get Gattis up out of here.
Gattis.
30.
30. Dang, he's going to hurt with Jazz the Rapper.
All right,
this the one, man. T-Rex versus Rum Nitty.
Nitty. What? Yeah. Easy money. Nitty. 30.
This is easy work.
Nitty
easy.
Is 30.
Right. We got Surf versus Calico.
Ooh, Surf versus?
Yeah.
Surf?
Ooh. Yeah, Surf versus Calico.
I don't know. Calico been on a run, ain't he?
Yeah, he been cooking.
Go, let's go. Calico 2-1 there. Calico 2-1.
That boy said, hey, Calico been on a run, right?
I don't be thinking I'd be listening. I'll be listening. I don't know what y'all be talking about, but I'll be listening.
Hey, Carly, that's what I'll be doing with Rachel when she do the nails. She like, that nail ain't formed. I'm like, yeah, you right. Whatever you say, you did the nail wrong. You know, we got two more for you, Carlin. Tay Rock versus New Jersey Twerk.
Ooh.
That's a good battle.
That's a great battle, bro.
That's a good battle, bro. Because Twerk been going crazy lately in the little clips I've been hearing from him.
Yeah, three-round Twerk going to be different. Yeah.
Twerk body Loso.
I know, bro. I meant to tell y'all that last week. My boy let me, like, pulled up the video for me of him rapping, battling Loso.
Body Loso.
Loso shouldn't have even showed up to that. he ain't sound like he wanted to be there.
Man, they be scheming against Twerk. You got to throw some punches in there against Twerk.
Loso
was just rapping Twerk against Twerk.
Twerk is a heavyweight.
Yeah,
like, Twerk is a heavyweight, bro. Twerk, you can't come out there throwing a jab, boy. You better hit that man with some power punches every trip.
You got to.
Yeah.
Loso was, he was rapping too much, like rappity rapping. I'm like, bro, nobody wants to hear that in a battle rap. Like, no, it was punches. Like,
who you got, Carlin?
I gotta go Twerk.
Twerk.
Okay. I gotta go Twerk.
Okay. In the last,
I think Jan said Rock. You said Rock.
No, I'm sticking with Tay Rock. That's a solid battle, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's probably the only one I'm gonna use a debatable one. I can see like 2-1 debatable. But I'm going Rock, though. I'm still staying Rock. But then Loaded Lux and Geechee.
Ooh, Geechee.
Geechee. I'm going Geechee too.
The only one that could beat Geechee, other than, well, Calico got him, but Nitty. Lux can't beat Geechee, bro.
Geechee about to talk so disrespectful to this man.
He about to call me all kinds of bees for no reason, bro. He's going to talk to crazy. He's going to talk to Lux crazy, bro. Like,
I don't know how they shake Geechee hand after, though. Like, some of the stuff he be saying, I'm like, bro, I wouldn't be your friend after that. What's wrong with you?
Like, bro, bro, the battle between him and Nitty was so crazy because they brothers for real.
Right,
so
right.
Some of the stuff they saying to each other, I'm like, golly. Like,
right.
Like, bro, this in battle route, there's no limit, bro. Like, if that's your man's, he gonna get it just like he ain't.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, not like, all the time, because it was some cats who went to the tournament and they like.
No, I'm talking about some of these cats. These cats is out here just trying to
getting it. Okay.
Sauce everybody every trip. Like, Geechee and Nitty.
Yeah, I got you.
Man, yeah, they ain't playing, bro.
Yeah.
Everything all right, young man? You keep trying
to
go
like it. I keep hearing stuff.
I think
Jace is out there.
I need to run down, bro?
Nah, it's my son. I'm just making sure he's good.
Jace, man.
That's it, man. I had to make sure I get Carlin's picks, man.
That's it, man. Hey, remind these cats where they could follow us again, bro. We already told them once.
One more time, man. Honest, the number 2 guy, Pod, man. Twitter, Instagram,
Mama.
Facebook,
Swag,
TikTok. Like, honest to God, made TikTok before me. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
You gotta get there,
bro. Yeah, man. But I could catch us on Facebook, all of those, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. If you want to hear us, Apple Pod, Google Pod, Spotify.
Cut the checks.
And last but not least, and we still going clean for about 7 weeks in a row because Malk ain't got no balls.
I got y'all. Yeah, I promise. I got y'all next week.
The drop, bro. It's gonna mess us up, but. I'm going to try to mute it, though, and see if they let it slide.
My bad, fellas. I ain't going to let y'all down next week, man. Yeah. Hey, Nick, I know you made it to the end. Shout out to my dog, Nick.
Shout out to Nick. Hey, Nick, we ain't go all the way 2 for you, Nick, but 1.5 is worth it, though.
Right.
36.
1.5 is worth it, bro.
We close.
Check on y'all strong friends, man. It's around this time of the year, like holidays.
Go vote.
Around this time of the year, a lot of people with a lot of loss in their family, they kind of like go in the shell. You got to check on people. You got to, man. Make sure they're good. Even if you seem annoying, I don't care. Do it. Like, say Malk said to hit you up every day. Just do it. Because you really never know. That one day could save somebody from doing something. So.
Hey, bro, holidays is tough, bro. It's funny you mentioned that, man, because I just was thinking, like this holiday is about to be different, bro. Holidays is about to be super, super different, man. Yeah. But you're right, bro. You got to check on your people around this time because it's cold. So, like, people in the crib by themselves, you know what I'm saying? So it's dark early. Yeah, it's dark early. So, cats is going from work straight to the sheets.
Straight to the crib. Yeah, straight to the crib.
You know what I'm saying? Straight to their own little spot, man. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Oh. I mean, it's going to drop Monday, man, but... I'm going to just put it in the atmosphere, man. Everybody be safe out there tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually Halloween.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it in the atmosphere for people to be safe because, you know, the masks come out, different things happen with that candy, man. I just hope everybody's safe tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Don't go to no crazy Halloween parties, man. You know what type of stuff.
Seance.
That took a left turn.
Don't be snatching no kids' candy bag.
Nah, but real life though, real life, man. It's a lot of foul stuff about to be going on tonight and tomorrow, man.
Yeah, so keep
your people safe. Even though they're not gonna hear it till Monday, man. We just gonna speak it in the atmosphere for people to be safe, bro.
I'm always safe.
Flat out, man.
We out, man.
We out. Brothers, man. Carlin got me doing it now, too, man.
It's a West Coast beat.